This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
In Missouri, farming isn't just a profession. It's a purpose. You can feel it in our 27 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 41,000 Missourians who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers' markets. You can count it in the $93.7 billion it brings our state. And
so that's part of the ad that's running on this radio station. They're running TV commercials. You've seen the billboards. Last week, we had somebody from Bayer on here, in fact, to talk about this bill that they've got and why they believe it's important that they have at least some liability protection that's included in this bill. And they've got bills similar to this in around the country. And there are some concerns out there. In fact, I have to say, somebody forwarded to me some comments made by State Representative Lisa Durnell, District 154, down near West Plains. And it made more sense to me than a lot of what I've read about this. She was there in the committee hearings when this was being debated in the House, and we've got her on the phone this morning. Representative, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for giving me a minute. You know, I read some of your comments that you posted on Facebook regarding this glyphosate bill, and I was interested to get you to repeat some of those because you were a no vote on this, correct?
Correct.
And why is that?
I sat through all of the Ag Committee testimony, and then I also did research on my own afterward, and it just pointed me in a direction of a no vote, a solid no vote. I want you to keep in mind that I am just a freshman rep who happens to sit on the committee, but I'm also a farmer and just an average everyday Missourian, and I am the wife of someone who has used glyphosate and probably will again. I am certainly not an expert on this, but I urge everybody to do their own homework, but I can just give you my perspective of, you know, how I heard things. And I think it's important to point out that this bill, if passed through the Senate and signed by the governor, would be something that didn't just give Bayer and Roundup the protection. The way I understand it, it would be all companies and all chemicals now and in the future. And to me, that was a little bit on the scary side because we're talking about chemical compounds that maybe haven't even been, you know, invented yet. So that gave me some pause. Another thing that caused concern for me was that these companies do their own testing and submit only concluded studies to the EPA. And the EPA does not play a role in checking, you know, or making them do these studies on a regular basis. So there was testimony in committee by a trial attorney who said that during their discovery and one of the cases that they tried, they found that these companies will start a study, and if they don't like where it's headed, they'll abort the study. So they don't have to, they don't end up with a concluded study that has to be reported to the EPA. So that caused concern for me. And then there was also testimony that said that the last concluded study on glyphosate was in 1993.
I could not agree more with you on this, and I'm so thankful you're a no vote, because if I were in your shoes, I would absolutely be a no vote on this. I have serious concerns. We talked to someone from Bayer last week who was trying to say, you know, this isn't blanket immunity, but it sounds like there's absolutely some degree of immunity where somebody, if they found and could conclusively say, you know, I had cancer and it was caused from XYZ chemical, they would not be able to sue, right? Like, what level of immunity would this bill give companies like Bayer?
Right. One of the people who testified in committee said that there are three causes of action for filing suit. The first one is failure to warn. The second one is design defect. And the third one is manufacturer's defect. And she said that the vast majority of these cases are due to failure to warn. So basically, in essence, we've got a company who has defended themselves and argued that their product is safe in all of these lawsuits, who would now, if I understand this correctly, would be able to do a 180 and go ahead and put a label on there that says this may cause cancer, and then suddenly they're immune from the failure to warn claim.
I see.
So you would have to prove design defect or manufacturer's defect, which this witness said was virtually impossible, and most of the claims are not brought for that reason. So it would just cover that failure to warn, and so anybody who is harmed by this would not be able to make a claim under that action.
Yeah, we're talking to Representative Lisa Durnell from District 154, covering Howell County. I'm interested. You said that your husband is a farmer. Is that correct?
Are farmers.
You are farmers. The ad alleges that this would hurt crop yields and it's going to cause food prices to rise if they end up, for some reason, restricting the amount of glyphosate they produce or they stop making Roundup. What's your experience on the ground? Are other farmers telling you the same thing? Do you feel that way at all?
Well, actually, most of the farmers who contacted me, and a lot of regular, everyday Missourians, just like myself, they weighed in on this, and they all asked for a no vote on this. I did have one person in my district who would prefer that I vote yes on this, because Bayer did go, it's my understanding that they went straight to the farmers to try to, you know, get their narrative in there first and have those people call their reps to vote yes on this bill. And I do understand it from a standpoint of, well, if they stop making it, then we're going to have a greater difficulty in raising these crops, you know, to feed millions of people. I get that. But I also have to think, okay, is this multi-billion-dollar company really going to, you know, not be able to come up with something else, or are they really going to stop selling this product? And honestly, right now, Syngenta is a company who also sells a glyphosate product in the United States. So it's, you know, it's not just Bayer, and it's not that we are going to have to defer to China for our chemicals. They're already here. So, you know, some of the arguments that they put out there weren't real solid, I didn't think. I just feel like with a multi-billion dollar company, can we not keep researching? Can we not keep trying to find something that's safer and is not contaminating our food or people that are using the product or whatever? And I mean, I'm not saying it is. I haven't done the study myself. I'm just saying, if there are this many claims against it for that, then let's keep trying to find something better, just go for the money.
If they really cared about the health of the American people, it seems like these companies would be open to that. And I just don't understand why, if they're so confident, not just Bayer, any company that's using this, if they're so confident that it is healthy and not causing these issues like cancer, then why do they need any sort of immunity? Because they're saying, look, these studies say it's not causing cancer, not causing these other conditions.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's where I landed on it. The other point of concern for me in this bill was that if we pass this, we would basically be turning over our state's sovereignty in this area to the EPA. And I don't know, the EPA to me has historically done things that I wasn't for, you know. And so we would be kind of handing over this whole thing to the EPA. And, you know, the EPA even changes with each administration to some degree.
Sure.
And so I just feel like keeping it here and keeping control of that is the best way to go. And so there were three of us Republicans that were on the committee who voted no on this bill. And then we were also a no vote on the House floor whenever it came to the floor for a vote. And yeah, it did just narrowly pass. And the Senate is supposed to take it up at some point in the next couple of weeks, I think. Hopefully it can get, you know, killed over there. I know there have been several senators who have gotten some mailers sent out that were kind of attacks on them, and yeah, I had an attack as well.
Did you really? Yeah, Senator, you know, Nick Schroer showed me one of those flyers. In fact, I got one in my mailbox the day after he texted me a picture of it. So I know that that's been, yeah, I know that's been happening. Well, Representative Lisa Durnell, we appreciate your time. Congratulations on your freshman year down there in the legislature.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. We will hopefully talk again soon at some point. I mean, I think she's got a good point there. I do know that when we reached out to Bayer, they have a different point of view on this. We had Jess Christensen on last week from Bayer talking about it. They also offered to get us somebody from the farming industry to talk about it. Now, she's a farmer. She has one point of view. I'm guessing there are farmers out there that have different points of view. At the end of the day, I do have concerns that there's too much litigation that goes on. I get that. I really do.
Yeah, I think people are so happy. They love to find an opportunity to
and
sue.
Trial lawyers are not ever going to be in favor of something that allows them to file fewer lawsuits. But I do think there's some questions here that still need to be answered about the limits of this liability. And if it's just a matter of changing a little bit of wording on the label, and then suddenly you're protected from any lawsuits against that product, I don't know. I think that's something that needs to be discussed and hopefully will be down in the legislature here. So
get more at 971talk.com.